isang mapagpala at makakalikasang umaga sa inyong lahat. I think that's a fitting greetings. Hindi ito yung original topic ko sana. Now, when I was thinking about the exact lesson that I had, you know, that we can go through this morning, nung naghahanap ako ng mga references, I stumbled on an article which I thought, sabi ko, ang ganda nito ah. No? This is probably an appropriate summation of our previous lectures on nature and environment. No? And I also see this as a an appropriate framework for kalinga sa nilikha, you know, as how we will see this topic, you know, unfold before us. So, pinaltan ko yung original topic ko, you know, and ginawa kong Christian principles on care for nature and environment. No? And ito yung sinasabi kong article, no, that I stumbled upon, yung kay John C. Bergstrom, Subdue the Earth, What the Bible Says About the Environment. No? So, hindi ko to nakita before in my previous discussion on environmental stewardship, no? But I thought that this was the best reference that I could have, gathered. So, so we're going to talk about the biblical principles on the care for nature and environment, and there are three principles that we're going to look at this morning. But before that, you know, the reason why we need to study the principle is that ang prinsipyo kasi, mga principles kasi, these are the basis. No, these are the basis for our values and beliefs in whatever area. No, whatever area of life. Ang principles are the ones that shape our values and beliefs. And ito yung foundation ng tinatawag natin na ethics. No? This is our, you know, this is the building blocks, no, of Christian ethics for us, you know. And yung ating ethics is the one that define our behavior, our action. For instance, in relation to nature and environment, it defines how we use, how we manage, you know, how we deal with nature and environment. So, mahalaga yung principles, you know. And for this morning, we're going to look at three basic principles, you know, that is related to Christian environmental ethics. And the first one is the principle of creation value, you know. Creation value. And then the second principle is the principle of sustained order and purpose. And lastly, the principle of universal corruption and redemption. let's talk about the principle of creation value. The creation value, you know, refers to the natural creation. I mean, God's creation refers to the natural creation. Yun ang di-discuss natin for this morning. And it is described in Genesis, you know, chapter 1, verses 1 to 25. Mahaba yan, no? But it is, you know, yung natural creation na yan is composed of the earth, the sky, the sea, soil, water, air, vegetation, fish, wildlife. No? Basically, everything about nature. No? So yun yung natural creation of God. And this is what we refer to as nature and environment. So, sa discussion kasi ng nature and environment, environmental management, parang hindi mo na madraw yung line. That is why, pag kumuha kayo ng courses sa UPLB, you know, sa School of Environmental Science and Management, malaking-malaki ang kamukha niyan, no? Katulad niyan doon sa mga courses na kukunin mo sa College of Forestry and Natural Resources. No? Simply because the line between nature and between environment ay napaka hazy, no? Hindi mo talaga siya, wala kang sharp dividing line, no, to distinguish between nature and environment. And therefore, sa mga ganitong klase ng pag-uusap, discussion, yung nature and environment are used interchangeably, no? So minsan I will refer to it as nature, sometimes environment. So, some basic references, no, Bible verses. Ito, napagdaanan na rin natin in the previous Sunday school natin on environmental stewardship, no? And these verses, you know, is all about or are all about the creation of heavens and earth and things found therein, you know. So it talks about God being the creator of everything that we see, you know, that we see around us. That includes yung mga verses sa Genesis 1 and then Psalm 146 verse 6, Acts 14:15, Revelation 4:11. And these are not even exhaustive, no? Ito lang yung mga ilan sa mga verses sa Bible that talks about the creatorship, no, of God for all things around us. And it is also clear in many verses in the Bible that God allows people to use the elements of the environment or elements of nature, no? Maliwanag yan, no? Maliwanag yan that everything created around us were created or were allowed by God for us to use them, you know, for all the purposes that we have, you know. And ang mahalaga sigurong karuktong niya na dapat wag nating malimutan is that while we have the permit, no, meron tayong authorization to use nature and environment, kinakailangan matandaan din natin palagi, no, that God retains the ownership, no? Kaya diyan kinuha yung concept of stewardship, no? Tayo ay tigapangalaga lang, ang may-ari ng ating pinapangalagaan ay ang Panginoong Diyos pa rin, no? So he retains the ownership while we use nature and environment for different purposes. So yan ay makikita natin dito sa mga verses na nandiyan. Psalm 24 verse 1, 89 verse 11, Leviticus chapter 25, 23, and Colossians 1, 15 to 16. Hindi na natin uulitin ito, no? Kasi na-discuss na yan natin in the previous lecture na pinag-usapan natin. Kasi medyo may kahabaan ng konti, but I'll try to finish by 11:30. And then, third, God loves and enjoys all that He has created. No? God loves and enjoys all that He has created. For instance, Psalm 145, 16 to 17, no? Ang essence niyan is that the Lord is righteous in all His ways and loving toward all He made. So yung all dito refers not only to men, but also to everything that God has created. No? So He loves everything. And sa Genesis, nakita natin, di ba? He saw that everything was good. No? Everything that He created as good. Okay? So, He takes pleasure and He takes enjoyment, you know, in His creation. But more than that, He loves His creation. Okay? So, napaka-basic na yan. Napaka-basic na reminder para sa ating lahat, ano? That everything God created is important to Him. It gives Him pleasure, but most importantly, He loves everything that He created. And then, ang implication yan is that God places value on the elements of environment independent of human use and human-centered values. No? So, ang ibig sabihin lang nito is that mahalaga yung lahat ng nakikita natin sa ating kapaligiran, not because yan ay mahalaga sa atin, but because yung lahat ng nakikita natin, lahat ng kanyang create ay mahalaga sa kanya. Merong value sa kanya yan. No? So yung value ng creation does not depend on the values related to the importance of nature and environment para sa atin. No? Whether we use it or not, mahalaga sa Panginoon yan. No? Iyan yung tinatawag na intrinsic value. No, sa economics, alam natin ito. Sino mga economists natin dito? No? Yung intrinsic value is the value of something just because they exist. No? Yes. Tama ba ako doon na, sino ba? Vic, ikaw ba? Economics ka ba? O social? Ano? Ah, okay. Tama ba yun, ano? Sister Eileen, no? Okay? Yung intrinsic value is the value of a particular object or matter or things, no? Just because it is existing. Iba siya sa existential value, no? Pero yung intrinsic value is the value for it just by being present, no? Okay? So, ganon sa God ang creation, no? All creation to Him are important regardless of how we use it or not, no? Mahalaga yon. That's the intrinsic value of God's creation. No? And then, some pitfalls, no? Christians should avoid, okay? Ano ba yung dapat na iwasan natin? Kasi may tatlong bagay. The first one is, nature has low or no value at all, no? So, mahalaga, nakita na natin, no? Nature and environment ay may value sa God, no? He puts great value on His creation, diba? So, yung pitfall is that sometimes we think of the environment, we think of a particular plant or tree or insect, you know, has not of no value. And then, minsan, tinatanong natin, ano bang use ng mga, for instance, ano bang use ng pulgas? Di ba? No? Eh, wala namang gamit sa atin yung pulgas eh. No? Di ba? No? Binibigyan tayo ng galis. No? Naalala ko nung ako bata, talaga nagkagalis ako kasi dami naming aso eh. No? Eh, dog lover talaga yung tatay ko. Doon namin nakuha siguro yung amin. No? Talaga namang galis ang inaabot namin. But, you know, may use ba yun? No? Okay? May use ba yun sa atin? Parang wala. No? Parang wala. But, para sa God, you know, creation niya yan, there is a value. Okay? There is a value to that. So, we cannot say that ito walang halaga ito. No? Ito lang ang ating pagtutuunan ng pansin. As manager of nature or natural resources, ito hindi mahalaga yan. You know, then, we don't, you know, give value to that. Itong Gnostic view, no, in the first century church was influenced by Plato. No, ito yung thinking ni Plato, that everything, all good exists, no, all good exists only, you know, in the spiritual world, no, and all that is in the physical world is bad, no. So, yan yung thinking, you know, because everything was or is corrupted. So, ang tingin is that yan ay bad and therefore, walang halaga yan, no? Or konti lang ang halaga niyan. Okay? So, yan ang sinasabi, no? The low view of nature's value is not taught in the Bible, however. Okay? In fact, nature has present value, you know, yung value ng nature to reveal God's glory. Diba? And the eternal value in that, mamaya, pupuntahan natin yung mga yan, mga specific verses, in that nature and environment will be renewed, no? Will be renewed under the new heaven and the new earth, no? So, ibig sabihin, mahalaga yung nature and everything around us, no? Kasi, it will be renewed, no? It will be restored in the new heaven and the new earth. And therefore, dapat ang tingin natin ngayon sa nature and environment, may halaga yung mga yan. No? Hindi natin pwedeng i-discount yung kanyang value. And kasi yung value na nilalagay natin sa nature reflects, you know, the way we manage and treat or deal with them. Diba? Pag walang value kasi yan, then, you know, we tend to not invest time or not to invest effort, you know, to protect or manage yung bagay na kukonti ang value para sa atin. Okay. Second, nature and man have equal value. No? Nature and man have equal value. Yung secular philosophy such as deep ecology wrongfully teach that man and nature have equal status and value. Ako din, nung ako'y nag-aral na ng ecology, well, hindi pa ako Kristiyano noon, no? But later on, you know, yung mga pure ecologists and pure conservationists, you know, they put so much value and they stretch that value to say that, you know, kapatid natin yan, no? Kapatid natin ang mga mga puno at halaman, you know, ang hangin at tubig, you know. So, but mahalaga yung, ano, mahalaga yung nature, but you know, we cannot stretch that to say that nature and man have equal value. No? Though God values nature, He places a special and higher value on people, you know, whom He crowned with glory and honor as the climax of His creation. No? Nasa Genesis 1:26-30 and Psalms 8:5-8. No? So tayo yung crowning glory ng creation ng God. And therefore, hindi natin pwedeng i-treat yung nature as something that co-equal sa atin. Kasi pag co-equal sa atin, then parang ano yan, di ba? We have, paano ba yun? If they have equal rights with us, kaya nga, sinasabi nila, meron ding karapatan yung mga wildlife na yan. Di ba? No? Meron ding karapatan yung mga ibon na yan. Huwag niyong sasaktan yan. Yung mga puno na yan, huwag niyong puputulin yan. Kapatid natin yan. No? Even if we need all of them, you know, ganito yung treatment natin, and maririnig mo yung mga talaga mga environmentalists and pure ecologists, you know, ganyan sila, no? Well, hindi lahat, no? Hindi naman lahat. Hindi ko nila lahat. Meron talagang mga purist lang, no? Ganyan ang tingin nila, no? Kaya nga, sa kanila, bawal magputol ng kahoy, no? Kahit na yung kahoy, alam nyo ba yung kahoy dyan sa harap ng SU, Student Union? Malaking awa yan, ano? Dean pa ako noon, no? That was late 2007 or 2008. Kung nakita nyo yung puno na dao, yung malaking puno sa harap ng SU sa main entrance na more than 45 degrees na ang angle of repose, no, yung hilig niya, para sa amin yun ay risky, no. But at that time, no, siguro nga hindi pa siya matutumba kasi ilang taon na, mahigit 10 taon na hindi pa nga naman natutumba, no. Dumaan ang Glenda, dumaan ano, no, hindi pa rin siya natumba, no. But the point is, at that time sabi ng mga expert namin, tumbahin na yan kasi anytime matutumba yan. That is a risk to people, no? Pero laban yan, no? Naglaban yan. Umabot yan sa DNR, eh, no? Umabot yan hanggang sa DNR, no? Na nag-arbitrate. Ewan ko, sila nga ba nag-arbitrate or hindi pa ata, no? Parang, ewan ko, may lawyer pa ata, inabot pa yan. Kaya hindi na tumba yan, no? Kami, ako at that time, ang thinking ko, tumbahin mo na yan. Ano ba naman, no? Ano ba naman yung isang dao? Ang dami pang dao, no? Okay? Paano pag natumba yan, may natumbahang tao? Is it worth it, no? Is that worth it, no? So, it's not equal to the value of life of one person, di ba? Pero, ganyan ang thinking nila noon, di ba? Kaya ngayon, nakatindig pa rin niya, huwag kang tatapat doon. Huwag kang tatapat doon, no? Kasi talagang ano na yan, nakahilig na yan, no? It's okay, so yan, nature and man, you know, do not have equal value, okay? And then thirdly, some people believe that nature is above, no? Is above people, no? And but sa Romans 1:20-23, sinabi dito, no? God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God, nor gave thanks to Him. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images. Images made to look like mortal man, and birds, and animals, and reptiles. Ito naman siguro maliwanag nito sa atin, no? That we do not, no? No matter how important nature, how important, you know, creations that we see around us, how beautiful they are or how useful they are, you know, hindi natin sila pwedeng i-worship, you know? We cannot worship these creatures, you know? Because only God is to be worshipped by us, no? So maliwanag naman sa atin itong pitfalls na to. And ang ano lang, of course, pag tayo ay nahalo na sa mainstream, ano, mga environmentalists, you know, and ecologists, okay, ang gagaling nila magsalita, maniwala kayo sa akin, no? And sometimes, you know, sometimes tumatahimik na lang ako because they, you know, it's not getting, it's not good, nang tawag dito, it's not to get, we're we're not getting anywhere, you know, with whatever discussion we will have. Kasi magagaling talaga magsalita yung mga yan, no? And they're very influential, especially if you don't, you know, if you're not well grounded as well on the biblical principles about creation, about nature and environment, no? So again, mahalaga lang reminder sa atin, no? Nature is not above us, no? Okay? So, ano dapat ang ethics natin dito? One, keep in mind that all creation belongs to God and is valuable to God independent of our use for it. So, ito yung dapat na tingnan natin, no? Mahalaga ang creation ng God, mahalaga yung nature and environment, okay? Not only because we have use for them, but because, you know, it is of value to God, okay? Again, sinabi ko kanina, yung value ng creation sa God is not dependent on the use that we have for them. Okay? As stewards, Christians ought to love and respect, but not worship nature out of love for God. No? So, dapat ito yung motivation natin. If we value, if we respect, you know, nature and environment, it's because we show love and respect to God, you know, who created all these things. No? And then, third, avoid misuse and abuse of nature. No? Wastefulness, inflicting damage without good reason, neglect, no, and indifference or apathy. Doon sa mga halimbawa, may mga programa na kay help protect the environment, tree planting, you know, pag may mga ganyan, no, dapat mag-participate tayo. No, dapat mag-participate tayo. Sometimes, para sa amin kasi marami na kaming alam tungkol yan, no, minsan sinasabi namin, eh, wala naman pupuntahan niyang yung tree planting program na yan eh, no? Kasi mali yung programa, no? Well, ngayon na-realize ko, sabi ko, eh kung may programa na ganyan, eh, that program is of the government, you know, wala tayong magawa kundi mag-participate, no? To support, because, you know, that comes from the authority that we have, you know, on the environment. And there is a move in Congress, no? Na ibabalik yung tree planting per person, you know? While siguro katulad namin sa yung community namin sa college, you know, we will not, or a lot of them or a lot of us are not in favor of that kasi walang pupuntahan, you know, but once that passed, you know, magpa-participate, kailangan mag-participate tayo, you know? And then of course yung wastefulness, you know, the way we use our water and our lahat ng mga items na galing sa bundok, no, sa kahoy and everything, you know, we should be very careful in using them. Remember nung sa tubig, nung diniscuss natin, yung tubig, ang dami natin tubig eh, no? Pilipinas, hindi naman tayo magkukulang ng tubig, no? The shortage is not because we lack water, but because we lack the ability to gather or to collect, capture water. Yan ang problema natin. Okay? But even so, no, kahit na napakarami nating tubig, kahit pa sabihin natin, kahit naman buksan ko yung gripo na yan eh, no? Hindi naman mauubos ang tubig, no? Eh, tama yun, no? Tama yun. But the question is, you know, is that the right attitude or value that we have for water, no? That we can just let it flow, you know, even when not in use? Parang gano'n, no? So parang hindi tama, no? Hindi tama. And therefore, we have to exercise yung conservative, you know, conservative use of everything, everything, you know, na ginagamit natin sa ating buhay. And then, inflicting damage without good reason. Okay, kanina sinabi ko sa inyo, no, yung puno ng dao sa harap ng, ano, ng SU, kami noon ay pro, putuli na yan, no, and we're not trying to kill that tree, you know, just because we want to put it down, no, but because there is a good reason, okay? In the same way that those people who are arguing, wag niyong putulin yan, they have also good reason for that. But kami, na gusto namin tumbahin yon, may good reason kami, no? May good reason kami for saying that, okay? So, dapat may good reason. So, ibig sabihin, pwede bang mag-logging? Pwede mag-logging. Pwede ba mag-mining? Pwede mag-mining, no? But there has to be good reason, and there has to be, you know, a good, parang may boundaries and limit yan. Mamaya pupuntahan din natin yon, no? To everything, okay? And then neglect and indifference. You know, we cannot just say, oh, bahala na yung mga environmentalist group dyan. You know? Kaya nga, yung ating Kalinga sa Nilikha, is the more I saw na relevant pala talaga yung Kalinga sa Nilikha, no? Because we really have to be engaged, to be involved, you know. Kung sa discussion man lang yan or sa, you know, sa dialogues or whatever, no, dapat kasama tayo dun, eh, no? Dapat kasama tayo dun, hindi yung parang bahala na sila dyan, hindi naman sa atin yan, no? Hindi naman para sa atin yan, bayaan mo na yung mga environmentalists, you know, to take care. It's for all of us. And then, let's go to the principle of sustained order and purpose. No? Ang sinasabi nitong principle nito is that God originally created all elements of the environment to fit and function together in an orderly fashion within interrelated systems to meet certain ongoing purposes. So, ibig sabihin yan, everything was created interrelated to one another. Hindi create yung tubig, hiwalay sa soil, hiwalay sa puno, hiwalay sa fish, hiwalay sa, you know, sa plants and everything. Ginawa yan lahat as part of one system, no? As part of one, kaya tingnan natin yan as part of the biosphere, no? Diba? In the whole biosphere, yan yung living zone dito sa Earth, no? Everything living is there in the biosphere. Everything in the biosphere system are interrelated with one another. Now, the triune God continues to hold together or sustain the functioning of nature, accomplishing His intended order and purpose for all non-living and living elements of the environment and environmental systems. No? So, God ang nagsusustain yan. So, may system siyang create, and it's God who continuously sustain this system. No? That is why it continues to function even if there are disruptions, you know, that are brought about by human activities. No? Colossians 1:17, He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. No? So siya yung humahawak pa rin yan. No? Siya pa rin ang nagpapatakbo niyan. Despite some of the disruption or interventions, you know, that humans have done on the environmental systems. Okay? And then, the purposes of God's natural creation is one, for God Himself to love and enjoy. And then second, to help meet people's needs for things such as food and shelter. And then to glorify and reveal God to people everywhere. No? So yan yung tatlong purposes daw ng God's creation. Okay? The heavens declare the glory of God, Psalms 19:1-4. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. No? So, ito yung tatlong purposes of God's natural creation. Now, order of God's creation, no, as you can see here in this illustration, you know, all creation is of course under the rule, you know, under the rule and authority of God, no? That includes people and that includes nature. Okay? But as you can see here, you know, there is a fundamental separation between God and His creation. There is that separation, okay? And of course, we know that this is the result of the fall of man, no, into sin. And then God is above people and nature. Both people and nature must interact and live together in the same created world under God's rule. So kanina sinabi ko, it exists, tayo ay existing within, you know, the same world under the rule and authority of God. People and nature share common bonds as fellow creations, but people are above nature, kagaya sinabi natin kanina. And people, by God's grace and ingenuity, are caretakers of nature and are accountable to God on how they use and manage nature. Okay? So, we are all created, you know, and we are all now under God, together with nature, together with everything everything around us. And ito mahalaga to, we must interact and live together, no? So tama naman yung sinasabi ng mga environmentalists, lahat ay magkakaugnay, no? Okay? Lahat ay magkakaugnay. God created and sustains elements of nature within particular orders to meet deliberate purposes. Okay? So marami itong mga order, particular orders, no, or system of orders, okay, that includes food chains, nutrient cycles, energy cycles, water cycle, no? Ito yung mga particular system that God is maintaining, no? In order, you know, in order that the entire system of creation will continue to function, okay? So mahalaga itong mga ito, no? Mahalaga itong mga ito. If the creation around us is to be useful for us, if it will sustain life, kinakailangan yung mga systems na to, no, or subsystems siguro ng created world should function properly, no? So kinakailangan yung food chain ay patuloy na maintain, no, walang disruption dun sa chain. But alam na natin that because of human interventions, no, mamaya titingnan natin yan, no, we are disrupting the natural food chain, no, and then the nutrient cycle as well, no. Pag nagsunog tayo, halimbawa, nagsunog tayo ng halaman, kaya nga pinagbabawal ito, not only because it pollutes the air, but at the same time also it disrupts the nutrient cycling, no. Ang puno kasi pag natuyo, nabalin, namatay, dapat iwan mo lang yan dyan kasi para mabulok. Para yung mga nutrients na kanyang ginamit ay babalik sa lupa. Pag sinunog natin yan, marami sa nutrients are volatilized, no? Ibig sabihin, nag-i-evaporate. Okay? Nag-i-escape sa atmosphere and doon siya napupunta imbis na mapunta sa lupa, no? So we... Of course, yung mga yung bababa din yon, pero dinidisrupt natin cycle kasi dapat nandun lang sila sa lupa para, you know, right away magagamit siya, no? Okay? And then, of course, yung water cycle, last time napag-usapan na natin ito, paano bang yung water cycle ay nadidisrupt natin? Well, climate change, right, is one. Okay? Climate change is happening because of greenhouse gas emissions due to burning of fossil fuels, due to deforestation, land use change, no? And dahil sa climate change, ano nangyayari? Lumalakas ang ulan, lumalakas ang bagyo, lumalakas ang hangin, umiinit. This changed the whole dynamics of cyclical movement of water. Yung mga areas na dati ng tuyo, lalong matutuyo dahil nagbago na yung cycle ng water. Yung areas na dati nang maulan at basa, lalo pang mababasa at lalong darami ang tubig, lalong babahain kasi nagbago na yung movement ng tubig, no? Okay? So anyway, yan ay ipapaliwanag ko sa mga darating na panahon. Okay. All right. So and wag na yan. Bigyan ko na lang kayo ng ito. Interconnected natural systems, no? Nakita niyo na to last time, no? Okay. From the mountain all the way to the coastal areas and to the sea, yung mga ecosystems na to magkakakabit yan, no? So if you look at the mountain, you know, and papunta sa dagat, tingnan niyo siya as magkaka-interconnected, no? Huwag niyo siyang tingnan na parang oh, yung forest, walang kinalaman yan dito sa urban, no? Okay? Kasi lahat yan connected, no? Whatever happens up here will have consequences papunta doon sa baba. Magkakascade yung impacts ng changes sa taas pababa. Yung iba, akala nila, ganun lang nangyayari yung pagbabago sa landscape. But whatever happens here sa urban area will also have feedbacks pataas. Tataas din yung impacts niyan. That is why we see land conversion, di ba? Bakit yung mga forest kinoconvert to agricultural land? Kasi yung urban area, nag-i-expand na, kinukuha na yung mga agricultural land. Di ba? Ginagawang, kasi ang ganda ng mga agricultural lands eh. Gandang gawing subdivision yun eh. No? Okay? Dahil nauubos na yung area for producing crops, of course, kailangan may compensation yung loss na yon. And umaakit ng bundok, no? Yun ang and classic yan, ha? Yan ay nangyayari simula noon hanggang ngayon, no? So, but anyway, what happens to one element affects all other elements of nature, no? So yan ang katotohanan. Now, question is, so anything that we do here anyway will change, will bring some changes. That's true, no? Nothing we do in this system will not have any impact at all. That is an illusion if we say that pag may ginawa tayo, you know, walang mangyayari yan if we do it well. No matter how well we do something inside the system, that system will change. There will be consequences, some negative and some positive. But, you know, that is the fact. Now, question, balikan ko. So, pwede bang mag-logging? Pwede bang mag-mining? At tanongin natin sa mining si Dr. Tolentino kasi yan ang nagtatrabaho sa mining ngayon. No? But, you know, pwede bang magputol ng kahoy? No? Ako laging, you know, dahil forester kami, our reason for being is yung forest products that we can harvest from the forest. No? Diba? That's one of the products that we get out of the forest. But here it is, no? Kaya nga may science because we want, you know, if we need to cut trees, we need to be able to say that ito yung way, you know, of cutting trees that will have the minimum impacts, no? The minimum impacts on the environment. Okay? So, naandun yung science. Tinuruan kami niyan paano maglaging ng tama para ganito, no? Walang kasiraan sa ano. And then, tinuruan din siyempre na pag naglaging kayo, hanggang dito lang. Hindi pwedeng ilog beyond that. So, there is always a limit and there is always a boundary to what we can do. And that is the, you know, that is true also for us, kahit na hindi sa laging, no? Diba? Sa atin din. Ano bang boundary natin pag ginamit natin ng tubig? No? Dapat alam natin ano bang boundary natin. Okay? Hindi mauubos yung tubig na yan, okay yan. No? But remember, most of our water coming out of the tap, saan galing yan? Groundwater, binubomba yan. No? Binubomba yan galing sa ilalim. Alam nyo ba na, kahit na ulan ng ulan, pag sira ng watershed mo, wala nang pumapasok para i-recharge yung groundwater. Pag wala ng tubig sa ilalim, nagsusubside. Nagsusubside ang ground. It's happening all over. Lahat ng mga major urban areas are sinking. No? Remember Venice? Venice is sinking and therefore it is now underwater kapag ka high tide, walang ulan. No? And it's because they have depleted the groundwater. So tayo, kahit marami tayong tubig, no? Madideplete ang ground natin, babagsak ang ano natin, Metro Manila is sinking, no? Cebu is sinking. Okay? Ah, Los Baños is... Hindi ko alam. Alright? So, you know, itong mga bagay na ito, di ba, no? Hindi maubos ang tubig. Sure, hindi maubos yan, no? Pero, merong consequences kapag ka masyado tayong wasteful, no? Alright, so, magkakaugnay tayong lahat, no? Everything is interconnected. So, ito yung sinasabi ko kanina, no? Sa landscape, okay, from the mountain all the way to the sea, merong dalawang ano yan, may dalawa halimbawa, no? Halimbawa lang ito, terrestrial food chain at saka yung ocean food chain, no? Now, dito sa food chain na to, halimbawa, lahat ng karamihan ng kinakain ng lahat nang galing sa tree. Oo, sabihin na natin forest, no? Doon sila kumakain ng kumukuha ng pagkain. Now, supposing isang item dito na ang kumakain, let's say, ay daga, no? Eh, yung item na yun inawala doon sa forest kasi pinutol yung kung ano man, yung klase ng forest na yan na nagpo-produce ng pagkain ng daga. So, ano mangyayari? Mamamatay ang daga. Wrong. Maghahanap ang daga ng alternative source of food. Ano nangyayari sa Ala Valley, sa Mindanao? Yung mga daga doon, ano, yun ang problema nila ngayon. Kinakain yung kanilang mga grains. Saan galing yung mga daga? Sa bahay? galing sa bundok. No? Bumaba sila kasi wala na silang makain doon sa taas. Okay? So yun yung, you know, that's one way that we alter yung food chain. No? Okay? Halimbawa, itong mga isda. Ang mga isda, yung maliliit na organism like yung mga hipon, no? Ang kinakain niyan, meron din naman malalaking isda kumakain ng phytoplanktons, no? Yung iba zooplanktons. Okay? Saan galing ito? Mga halaman niya na maliliit. Ano mang kailangan ng halaman? Anong kailangan ng halaman para tumubo? Marami ng tubig doon, ha? Kailangan nila ng anong pagkain ng mga yan? Nutrients, no? So saan galing yung nutrients? Sa bundok. Diba? Hindi naman galing sa dagat yung nutrients, galing sa taas. Right? So, ano mangyayari ngayon? Now, imbis na nutrients yung bababa dyan, ang bumaba, halimbawa, nagbomba tayo na nagbomba ng pesticides, no? Mga inorganic fertilizers. Okay. Yung mga excess niya, yung tinatawag na agricultural runoff, pupunta sa dagat, no? So, malalason ngayon itong mga halaman na to, no? So, mawawala yung pagkain ng mga maliliit na isda, mawawala yung pagkain ng mga maliliit na isda, pag nawala yan, mawawala ng pagkain yung malalaking isda, no? So, yung mga malalaking isda, hanapin yan tao na, no? Okay. So, we disrupt the food chain, you know? We disrupt the food chain in many different ways. So, mahalaga na pangalagaan natin yan. Okay. So, deforestation, agriculture, urbanization, even fishing, they can all be disruptive. Kaya nga meron tamang logging, may tamang agriculture, may tamang urban planning, may tamang fishing. No? Pero lahat yan sa ating bansa ay violated lahat yung mga good practices na yan. Sorry to say. No? Okay? And then, third, Christian ethics. Christian stewards ought to use nature without causing loss of original purpose of God. Napakagandang ano niya, reminder, no, principle. Dapat gagamit tayo ng nature or resources, dapat hindi masira yung original purpose and intent. Okay? Remember yung Genesis 1, no? Yung mga puno, create ng God na merong seeds. Kaya may seeds para ma-regenerate sila, no, mag-reproduce. Okay? Ngayon, kung pati yung seeds ay uubusin natin, para nangyayari yon. And this is the classic example why we destroyed most of our forest. Susunugin mo yan. No? Pinutol mo na yung kahoy, sinunog mo pa. Ay yung mga seeds na, alam nyo ba na ang biggest storage ng seeds ay lupa? Ngayon, kapag sinunog mo yan, para maklear mo, mag-agriculture ka, sinunog mo lahat ng mga naka-imbak na seeds ng mga natural vegetation na naroroon. So, wala ka nang pinag-uusapan na regeneration, no, ng mga nasira. Okay? So, mahalaga yung causing the loss of original purpose. Dapat alam natin ano bang original purpose and then how do we take care para hindi masira. Ayan. Then keep in mind that the use of and management contrary to God's design grieves God and is detrimental to man, no? So, hindi lang yan detrimental sa tao, pero it grieves God, you know, if we are not careful with the use. Strive to learn about God's intended order and purpose for environment. Learning ito, no? Kaya nga, dito nasabi ko, tamang-tama palang kalinga sa nilikha. Dapat pala ito yung ginagawa natin, no? We have to learn yung different, yung mga key ano, elements ng nature natin, you know, and see how they are how God, as it, ano yung mga intended order and purpose for the environment. Learn about the interactions of various elements of nature and how it functions within the whole system. Understand the full range of benefits of people from nature and apply knowledge to use nature within its limits. So, nung nabasa ko, sabi ko, abay, marami pala kaming topic na pwedeng i-share, no, sa kalinga, sa nilikha. No? Just promoting the, you know, just promoting the awareness and consciousness. Halimbawa, no, bakit ba pinag-uusapan ng biodiversity, yung mga ganyan, no? Bakit pinag-uusapan yung soil conservation, you know, and so on. So, bakit pinag-uusapan yung carbon sequestration, okay? So, Anyway, yan. And then principle of universal corruption, third and last. All men and nature have been corrupted by sin since the fall of Adam and Eve. And harmony between people and nature is ruined. And nature, but still, nature provides goods and services to people, but also can cause harm. No, dati okay lang yan. No, in harmony. No, lahat ng pangangailangan sinusuplyan sa mga tao. No, but because of the fall of man, okay, na curse yung ground. You know that we have to put in labor. No, kung gusto natin magproduce ng crops that we can eat, and then at the same time also. You know, yung nature that is used to be parang malaparaiso noon, ngayon ay source na ng danger and risk, no? And even cause of death and damages. Okay? Through faith in Christ, all men will be saved and restored to fellowship with God. Alam natin yan, no? But likewise, nature will also be redeemed and restored by God, no? Sa 2 Peter 3:13, Revelation 21:1, the creation covenant is God's promise to redeem, restore, and renew the physical world, including nature in the new heaven and earth He will create when the earth we now call home no longer exists. No? So, part ng creation covenant is the promise to renew even the earth, not the physical world. Okay? And in the new heaven and earth, nature will be restored to its pre-fall magnificence and perfection. So, imagine natin ito, no? Talagang malaparaiso siguro ito, no? Okay? Ngayon kasi, pag naglalakad ako sa bundok, laging binabantayan ko, may ahas ba dito? No? Okay? But, you know, imagine, ano, pag naglakad tayo sa forest, ganyan, wala nang ahas na, you know, wala nang limatik, you know, wala nang, no? Siguro meron pa rin, pero hindi na sila mangangagat ng, ano, no? Mangangagat ng tao, no? Eh, ngayon, babantayan mo. Alam niyo ba, pag nag-aakyat din kayo ng bundok at hindi niyo alam, napadikit kayo sa isang dahon ng lipang kalabaw o lipang aso, no? Ay talaga namang mamamaga kayo. Ay kung kayo allergic pa dyan, medyo delikado kayo dyan, no? Pero, mga foresters, alam yan kung paano gagamutin, no? Pag tinamaan ka nito mga ito, peel off the bark, and then yung bark, yung basa na part ng bark sa loob, yun ang ipupunas mo. Yun ang antidote, no? Doon sa poison that yung tuturukan ka ng dahon ng panitinik na maliliit. Okay? So, siguro wala na yan, no? Sa malaparaiso, wala na yung mga ganyang klase ng ano. Okay. Okay. So, Christian ethics. Keep in mind that all involved in the use, management, and care of nature are corrupted by sin. No? So, ikaw manager, no? Expected mo na yan kasi yung mga tao na imamanage mo, yung mga taong gumagamit ng forest na minamanage mo, they are sinful. No? So, do not be surprised kung sila ay lawbreakers, no? Violators, illegal loggers, you know. Expect mo na yan and, you know, do not get distracted and discouraged, no, by this. Dealing with the effects of sin in our lives, our own lives, and of others is a major challenge, no? So, tayo, as an ordinary user and beneficiary ng nature natin, no? We have to deal with the sins in our own lives, no? Kasi a lot of our bad habits in the way we use our nature and environment is related to sinfulness, no? So, we also have to be able to deal with that, no? Parte yun ng nung sanctification natin, no? Sanctifying yung values and beliefs natin in relation to nature. Okay? Apply biblical principles, apply biblical values and guidance in the management of nature and people. Knowing God will one day redeem nature should motivate us to look at nature with concern and not with neglect, no? Minsan kasi sabihin, oh, yun naman pala eh. I-restore naman pala yung ano, nature and heaven, no? Nature and the physical world, then okay na yan, no? Tapo mo na yung basura mo dyan, okay lang yan, no? Eh, hindi ganon yung something that, you know, that it will not please God. It will grieve God, you know, if we are neglectful, like, you know, like people who don't know God. and then be involved in the restoration of nature now as an expression of our own redemption. So as we are continuously being redeemed, dapat, you know, yung values and beliefs natin are also being redeemed. That translates into our active participation in the redemption of nature and environment that is now also ongoing. No? So, yun. I hope that this is clearer and that this clarified and reinforced. No, yung mga ilang Sunday school natin on environmental stewardship. No? And, yun. And if you have any questions, meron tayong konting panahon para pag-usapan natin yung inyong mga katanungan. Ah, John.
Direct, I don't know, kasi nasa technology space ako, so hindi ako masyadong environmentalist na mag-isip. I've actually looked at parang this na, for example, the issue of plastics, na it's harmful to nature. What would be a helpful way to think about how we think about progress? Kasi like, we know na a lot of damages were introduced sa Industrial Revolution, plastics had introduced a lot of complexity sa, no? Pero I also see na parang with our inevitable, like parang this is just part of yung progress, and then there are other, hindi lang yung restricting the use of plastics ang nagiging solution. There are other fronts na others are now looking for the next thing to also solve this problem while keeping it sustainable. So just like parang there were problems with nuclear reactors of old, they didn't stop and say na let's never use nuclear reactors again, and then progress to second, third, now fourth generation nuclear reactors, which will be consuming yung waste na produced nung first generation nuclear reactors. So I've parang in the technology space, I've parang seen na, oh, we can, let's look forward and try to solve this in, let's try to find another solution to solve, ano. But I also get na parang, yep, that's a little reactive. But also, I think that the progress moves us forward in that sense. Kasi I think the pristine system would be yung sa Garden of Eden na wala pang, ano siguro. Pero as progress, ano, that introduces conveniences, but also changes the systems that we work in, as you've mentioned earlier. What's a good way to kind of think about this, think about these things, in thinking about technology in the space of nature?
Ano nga ta? Yung mga ganitong, ano, yung mga ganitong issues, like for instance, yung one plastic na lang, let's concentrate on one single-use plastic. There are many ways, you know, there are many ways that we can contribute in minimizing the problem itself, you know. One is minimizing its use, no? Minimizing the use of single-use plastic. Pero kapag ka ang mga produkto mo naman binibili ay nakapackage sa single-use plastic, you know, then wala ka nang magawa doon, no? Halimbawa, yung mga shampoo, mga junk food, no? Pero maganda siguro nang kumain ng junk food para mawasan yung single-use plastic. But you know, assuming na hindi mo maiwasang bumili ng mga produkto na may single-use plastic, what can you do? You now manage your waste, di ba? Pagkatapos doon, dapat alam mo kung saan mo ilalagay yon, no? Saan ba pupunta yon, etc., etc. So you have to manage that well, no? And then third is you have to minimizing the use of single-use plastic or find alternative materials, you know, to use as to replace plastic, no? Kaya ngayon ay may mga eco bag, mga ganun, no? hindi ko pa napag-aralan ng eco bag kung wala talagang negative impact yan, no? But that is one way, no? That is one way by which we can actually contribute, no? And pero yung availability ng replacement ng plastic is malayo pa from now, no? Kasi yung versatility ng plastic, you know, as a packaging material ay wala pang kapantay, no? Wala pang kapantay ngayon. And but it doesn't mean na wala pang research na ginagawa diyan, no? There are researches, you know, looking into yung mga substitute ng plastics. Pero tama ka, no? One technology solves the problem now, but that technology will have its own problem. Yeah? Talagang ganun. I mean, that goes to show that anything that we do has impacts on the environment. No? Wala talagang perfect technology. Maniwala ka sa akin. Walang perfect, there is no such thing as a perfect technology. You know? There is only what we can say, you know, managing the impacts or minimizing the impacts. Esther, ang ating conservationist.
ecologist. Ano po? So yung share ko lang yung mga pagbubulay-bulay ko about these things kasi inaaral ko din siya for so long. Yun nga, tama yung ano yung sabi nga ni John, yung sabi niyo po na ano, solving a problem yung solution creates other problems. So, hindiging observation ko lang doon, nakikita ko yung kung ina lahat talaga nag-root sa sin ng man. Kasi kaya kahit mag-try tayo mag-solve, we cannot solve things because we are innately yeah. sinful, we are imperfect. Ayun, and then so nakikita ko din dun sa pag-aaral ng conservation efforts na ang ganda talaga ng wisdom ni God because what's essentially happening in conservation is we're going back to the basics, to how God originally planned everything. And then even yung development ng technology, if you look at it, it all comes down to sin eh. Kasi yung greed, increasing production, it's all about not being content. So yung living the Christian values, living the Christian values will parang naturally lead to conservation, like yung humility, yung pagiging content with what you have, with what is given to you. So yung mga yon ay yun yung nagiging conservation. So ang galing lang po nung yung how it all comes around.
Yeah, tama yan, ano? I think we who are users and beneficiaries of nature, you know, should have really these right attitudes and values towards nature, no? Which is actually the main reason why we're having problems, you know, with our environment now is because a lot of people governing it, a lot of people using it, you know, they are sinful persons as well, you know. Iba yung values, iba yung beliefs nila about kung ang kanilang orientation is utilitarian, then they will use something, you know, as much as they can, you know, hanggang magagamit pa yon, regardless of what the impacts will be, you know? But what is good with us is that, you know, even if we use nature and environment, kinakailangan alam natin yung ating limits, no? You know, nature was created as a system that is able to assimilate yung mga waste na nage-generate natin, no? Okay? Alam na yan ng God, eh, no? Na tayo, magkakaroon tayo ng waste product, so He created a system that can actually assimilate yung mga waste products na yan. But there is a limit to that, no? Okay? So yung, alimbawa, sinabi ko kanina, no? Yung mga inorganic fertilizers, mga chemicals na yan, no? Karamihan dyan is, you know, can be assimilated by nature, no? Sa tubig pa lang, no? We had a study doon sa Pagsanghan Lumban Watershed. Ang lakas ng gamit nila ng pesticides and organic fertilizers sa taas, sa Lukban, no? Area. Pero nung binantayan na namin yung water quality, as it reaches the lake, konti-konti na lang yung natira, no? So ibig sabihin, you know, the nature is able to clean up itself, no? Pero mayroong hangganan yon, you know, and that hangganan, yung limit na yan is what we should be conscious about and be able to respect that limitation, no? Ilang forest ba ang kailangan natin, no? Halimbawa, no? Ilang hectares ba talaga yan? Pag alam na natin na itong ganito karaming hectares ang forest ang kailangan natin, you know, let's stick with that, no? Wag na natin galawin yung minimum requirement na yan so that we can take care of the environment. Si Brother Ike.
Two things lang, ano. it's a fact that I'm working with a multinational company, which is very big. Balansin ko lang yung, ano, as a company, as a very responsible company, marami kaming programs sa environment, and we promote very clear product stewardship. Ano. In fact, we just had a training this week, and it's one of the topics that we prioritize. We reminded the trainees, na kasi tuturo din to sa mga farmers regarding the proper use of the pesticides, to make sure that we don't pollute the environment. And very clear kami dyan. Now, at the same time, kaya Rex kanina, yung regarding to sa reforestation, I just read some articles earlier regarding, I don't know if it's Indonesia or Malaysia, or even China, New Shine, that they have done a lot of reforestation. And I don't know the truth behind that. And how if they are true indeed, bakit hindi natin maggaya yung, kung totoo man yung news na yun, you know? What's wrong with our reforestation program? Kasi tama, nung bata ako, ginagawa, nasa Makiling ako, lagi kami nag-tree planting eh. No? And in fact, it's a very easy task. Now, what's wrong in doing it again? Is it because we're planting the wrong species or hindi sustainable or what?
Yeah. Brother Ike, yung gusto mo, ano? Yung mag-explain? Maraming mali, no? The system of the program itself, mali na, no? Maraming mali. Yung planting materials is mali, planning is mali, no? Yung ganon. So, everything was done haphazardly, you know, that's safe to say, no? Walang masyadong pagpaplano na ginawa. What do you expect, you know, pagka walang pagpaplano ginawa? Failure left and right ang mangyayari. And that's what happened. No? And I spoke openly actually on this sa isang press conference after the NGP was launched. No? And front page yun ng Inquirer ata o Daily Star. No? And the secretary of the DNR at that time was, well, medyo mild naman, sabi daw, naghihinanakit daw sa akin yung secretary ng DNR. Why I didn't talk to him first bago ako nagpa-interview. Sabi ko, in the first place, sabi ko, ang tagal niyo, ilang buwan ninyong inayos yung programa na yan, hindi man lang kayo tinawagan ng College of Forestry. No? Walang na-involve nun sa College of Forestry in crafting the program. You know? And yet, andito yung mga experts natin, you know, on how we can make this work. So, but yun ang problema. Yun ang problema talaga. No? Yung planning was really very, very poor. No? But we can succeed, actually. No? We can succeed. It's not a lost cause. Eh. Reforestation program is still a very viable program to restore our forests.
So in conjunction to that, ano, I've also been reading stories na even if we plant this much trees, you know, the whole world, it won't solve the carbon dioxide problem. Yeah. I don't know how true that is.
Yeah, well, dahil maliit lang naman ng forest natin kasi, maliit lang land area natin eh. But again, ang issue doon is that, you know, that's if we restore our forest, ayun ba sinasabi mo, kukunti lang ma-sequester? Konti man ang ma-sequester niya, you know, compared to the global, ano, global need. But it has a lot more, it has a lot more of other benefits that we can derive from it. Eh. Biodiversity conservation, disaster risk reduction, yung mga forest products and non-timber forest products, you know, will come back, etc., etc. So, maraming benefits sa atin eh, no? Kaya nga ako, kung pinag-usapan natin reforestation, wag mong isell siya as carbon sequestration kasi, you know, ang contribution natin na yun, napakaliit lang, it won't even matter, make a dent doon sa problem ng climate change. But we do get a lot more than carbon sequestration. Si Brother Paul, and then...
Pahabol na lang, no? Pinag-usapan natin yung reforestation, but we should also look back and say, why do we have to do this? Because in the first place, we mismanaged our forests. Yeah. And we look back again, yung nakarang administration, like if I may mention Marcos, the way concessions were granted to his friends and political allies. And how these concessions were not properly managed again. No? Pinagtatakaw ko lang ho, I mean, despite our failures in the past, we still continue. Diba? Nung nakarang tisoy, tataka ang mga tao, bakit dami daw mga logs na downstream, no? Saan pa galing yan? Bakit hanggang ngayon nagpapatuloy pa rin yung pagpuputo ng kahoy? At parang hindi alam natin gobyerno, di ba? Para bang ang alam na natin gobyerno ay yung drug problem lang, na meron pa palang mas marami pa tayong problema na hindi natin napapansin. So bakit hanggang ngayon hindi pa rin natitigil yung pagpuputo ng kahoy, bagamat alam naman natin na urgent concern yun?
Technically, daming problem. But again, I think it goes back to the point that we continue to live in a corrupt system. You know, corrupted talaga yung system, and for as long as it will be like that, it will be difficult. Hindi ko ibig sabihin na walang chance na, you know, ma-stop natin itong mga ito. No? If we put the right people, probably we will. You know, we will see some solution, some end to this. Pero the fact that we're not putting the right people, then it means that, you know, we will continue to experience yung mga problema natin na ganito. It's just, yeah. Ibig sabihin lang nun, yung governance system natin hasn't really changed. Yeah. It's still the same. People are still the same, well, the same people, basically. Okay, so mukhang gutom na lahat at pwede na tayong mag-pray na tayo. Sige, let's pray. Dear God, we thank you, Lord, and praise you indeed for you are the creator of everything. We thank you, Lord, that you have created every good thing that we enjoy now, and pray, O Lord, that the principles of caring for the environment and nature, Lord, will always remind us to do our part in protecting, in caring, and conserving our nature and environment. We pray, O Lord, that we will continue to be reminded that to you, everything around us, everything that you created, has value, and therefore, as our response to you as our loving God, may we also have that kind of respect and love, O Lord, for your creation. And pray, O Lord, that we will continue also to be reminded that using the nature around us is a blessing from you. Yet we ought to remember that we need to do this, O Lord, within the bounds of what will preserve the original intent and purpose you have for creating them. And lastly, O Lord, we pray that we will not be indifferent and apathetic, O Lord, towards the protection, conservation, and restoration of our nature and environment, because we know that in the last day, you will also restore and renew everything around us, the nature included, and therefore we have to be part of the renewal process that has begun, and pray that we will be conscientious, O Lord, in doing our part. Father God, we thank you for this day, and may you be glorified in everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.